Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 1 Corinthians. I'm reading the first chapter, verses 1 through 9. Listen for God's word. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given to you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I don't get any amens from you. He's learned already. Sisters and brothers, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I will tell you right now that you can all stop listening except for Ken Townsend and Mrs. Scott. These are two people who are going to be installed as incoming elders, and these words I found particularly apt for someone who has fallen into the who has agreed to serve on session for the next several years. The fact is, this beginning here speaks to all of us in a way, but today I think it's more directed right at the people who have decided and agreed that God has called them to come serve as leadership for our congregation and in the church universal. The fact is, this beginning of this 1 Corinthians is a wonderful statement, and I could go into all the things about the Greek letter style and what is going on, or the Roman letter style, and the fact is, it doesn't matter. What he does in this very brief introduction here is Paul tells us what this letter is all about. And it's all about what he believes is the most important thing in the world, is that we, as the people of God, especially the leaders in the church, are supposed to be listening for God's call all the time. We're supposed to be listening for his voice, for what Christ is doing, what Jesus has done and is doing in this place and time. Now, I could tell you all about all of these things in this leader, in this opening style and what's going on, but it really doesn't matter. Because as this whole book goes on, Paul is pointing out all the ways that the Corinthians are not listening to God. How they are taking Jesus' name and making this all about them, as opposed to listening to God and figuring out what God wants. It has become about us as a congregation. That is whom he's talking to. And I would say to Ken and Scott this morning, that is the trap that we can never fall into as Christians, especially as those who are guiding the church in any place in time. We cannot be all about us. Christ is the one we are always looking to, because Christ, Jesus, was always pointing to the Father, and we are to be continually seeking God's mission for us here and now. Paul says, in Christ, in him, God is faithful. By him, God, you were called into the fellowship of the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ always pointed to God, the Father, and always was in prayer and inexorably connected to God, and sharing that connection with his disciples and all of those who would be Christians. Now, the Corinthians had a problem in that they, and he gets into it in big detail, and if you want to read it, it's pretty cool stuff, because he's telling them, calling them all out for being so-and-sos. They're getting together, and the rich people are, you know, lording it over the poor people, and they're eating all the food before everybody gets there. They're doing all of these things that say, we are disciples of Christ, but it's all about me because I know all about Christ and you don't. That is exactly the opposite of who Jesus was and who Jesus expects us all to be, especially those who come to lead in a congregation. We are called, but we are certainly, like the Corinthians, not sin-free. Too often, we get into trouble by thinking we are very smart, and that's why we are elected to be leaders in the congregation, and we forget about God and start thinking about how bright we are, much like the Corinthians were doing some 2 millennia ago. Too often, we depend upon ourselves to make decisions, as opposed to stopping and listening for the voice of God. Years ago, when I was first on this weird winding road to this business of being a minister of word and sacrament slash teaching elder, whatever you're bringing up says it is, I talked one day to one of the pastors in my local congregation, the person that had been my pastor for a number of years, and I talked about us determining what the will of God is in this particular situation. And he looked at me and says, who can know the will of God? And without thinking too long, I said, those of us who work really hard to hear it. That is your calling that you will be talking and agreeing to when you come forward after this sermon, is to listen. Not listen to what you have learned in classes or have you learned by the great experiences of your life that both of you have done. Not dependent upon your great education or how brilliant you are, but for one thing only, to listen to God. It's hard. It's very difficult. And as this pastor, who was a Virginian, I might add, who happened to be in the other country of Florida, and he was trying, and he had been beaten down so many times in years, he had forgotten all about this listening for the voice of God. He had spent so much time trying to appease people in the congregation and make sure everyone was okay with the decisions that were made, he forgot the one person that really mattered, the one in whom we are supposed to be working for day in and day out, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 years, for all the days of our lives, he had forgotten. We work for God. And Ken and Scott, you're getting ready to be signed up again to be frontline employees for God. I can tell you it's not always easy. And certainly discerning the will of God is hard. And some days I wonder, I say, God, why is it so hard for me to know what it is you want me to do? And just like that, I get whacked in the head because I am hard-headed and it takes a good whack or two to get my attention. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. She'll tell you all about it. It's how she hurt her shoulder, really. We trumped up this whole thing about her falling. It's really, she hit me and that happened. I'm hard-headed, it hurt her. But the fact is, God makes it a little harder so that we will shut up and listen really well. So that we will be trained in this thing of prayer, this discipline of prayer. But not so that we can talk, but so that we can listen. And in listening, find out the only true right answer to any situation, which is what God is asking us to do. What is God telling us? And how is that happening? What are we to do except to listen and pray and see? As I thought about this week,
And I have to say, I was driving to Lynchburg for another doctor's appointment, and I see on the side of the road them putting in fiber optic cable along 460 for all these rural areas to finally, perhaps one day, actually see what all this business about the internet is really like, that they may actually have access to it. And I couldn't help but think, wonder what life is without the internet. Part of me said it might be pretty dang good. Part of me said, wow, that would make it tough. So maybe we should kind of get in the middle. And I thought, holy cow, that's exactly how we deal with God. We don't want that constant connected fiber optic thing where just like this, God can pop into anything. We want that dial-up where we decide to punch the buttons and make that connection. We want to talk to God when we want to talk to God. We certainly don't want God talking to us when we don't want to talk to God. That's not how it works. But that's how it is supposed to work for Christians. No matter your educational background, no matter your upbringing, no matter your wisdom at theology or anything else, the fact is, we are to listen to God and seek what God is telling us to do in every situation. And I know you're thinking, holy cow, that's a lot. I'm going to be sitting around a lot waiting for an answer. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's supposed to happen. Because we are constantly to be helping not only ourselves, but others understand what God is saying for us to be and do. And Scott and Ken, this will be difficult. It will be hard. Some decisions that we think we need to make right away, we got to wait. Because God's not just talking to us yet. Years ago, when I was in this process and God is taking me along, and should I be, you know, I should be in seminary, and should I be, but every door I tried to open, it was locked, and I'd kick on it, and I'd try, you know, being the stubborn guy that I am, you know, men, hard-headed, all that. And finally, after trying to circumnavigate everything that God had in mind, I just stopped and said, okay, this isn't working. I'll just wait. And long story short, 8 months later, the absolute solution to my issues was laid in front of me on a table in a cafeteria at a Baptist church camp, of all places, with succotash on the plate. And at that moment, when someone, a friend of mine, spoke to me and said, this is happening, and this... And I just stopped right in her in the middle of the conversation, and I said, I think I need to pray with you and give thanks to God for shutting me up and putting me down and sitting me still for 7 or 8 months so that I could have exactly the thing that God wants me to do. Ken and Scott and all of our elders and each of you, I pray for that same feeling. Pray that in each and every decision that has to be made in the living of your life and everything that goes with that, that you would have that same feeling of being right in God's direction and path, the one that He has laid for you and for us as a congregation. Always remember, Ken and Scott, you are not a representative of this congregation. You are a leader of this congregation to lead them in the paths that God has made for us. And hopefully, by your example, we will all learn to do the same thing. Thanks be to God. Amen.